Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Melissa, since you almost got arrested this weekend, who are you going to call to bail you out? Or, Melissa, since you almost needed a ride to the hospital this weekend, who are you going to call to spend time with you as you were getting stitched up?
Are you asking me, or are you just trying to be an a-hole like always? Are you being sincere in your question?
I'm not being sincere because I know the answer is Pebbles.
Right.
Always Pebbles.
Pebbles is always the responsible
one. That's probably a smart choice, Melissa.
Melissa's the only person who almost died and or got arrested because she was taking care of somebody's cat this weekend. It's Hot 96.9.
Oh, my God. Gotta pay the bills, Ramiro. Funny. I gotta pay the bills.
What happened?
All right, so I work for a cat-sitting company. Okay.
Let's just pause there for a second.
Yeah, no, on the weekends, I'll feed cats for people who are either on vacation or at work or, you know, whatever.
And, something so noble yet so sad about that.
No, listen. I have a little bit of extra time.
She's a cat sitter.
You know, I can make a little extra cash.
Between cheerleading practices.
Right, why not? So, there was a little miscommunication apparently this weekend with the, all right. So, which one do you want to hear first? You want to hear when I almost died or I almost got arrested?
Because
I can give you both.
Can't you?
Let's go. We'll go in order of what
right.
of the appearances.
All right.
So there was a miscommunication. I was told that this person's apartment was on the second floor.
Yeah.
So I had the keys to their house. So I'm sitting there trying to open this person's apartment door for probably 15 minutes.
jiggling the
damn keys, like banging on the door, like really trying to like bend the doorknob and push the door open.
That makes sense because sometimes you get like a replica key and you're
they're copies.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thinking it's just hard to open it.
Okay.
And after the 15 minutes is up, I hear someone inside and I'm hearing like what could be them going through like their kitchen like drawers for like a knife or something. And I'm like, what's happening right now? So I'm texting the woman who owns the company and I'm like, are you sure it's the second floor? And she's like, oh, hold on a second. She's like, I think it's the third floor.
I'm at apartment 205. For some reason, you're supposed to be at 305.
Right, mother. And then as I go up to the top floor, sure enough, the keys work and I go into that apartment. Now I'm hearing the person who's on the second floor out in the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, with like this really, like, they were like yelling stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to get out of here before this person finds me because I swear to God, if that was me in that apartment and I kept hearing someone fumbling trying to get into my apartment for 15 minutes, I probably would have had a gun.
You would have called the police.
I would have done something.
Yeah, they probably did have a gun. That's what they were fumbling for. Right. They were like, gotta load the bullets correctly.
Two more minutes, they would have shot through the door.
Right.
Melissa would have had three bullet holes in her and the police would have came and handcuffed her to the gurney.
Now,
I can't believe I got my moment to finally shoot somebody in self-defense. This is awesome. Thank you, Trump.
So after I leave that place, I go to our next place, right? Mm-hmm. Next place has an alarm system.
Oh, man.
Now, I've never really had an alarm system or had to, disarm or whatever it's called, an alarm system. So I was told what the code was. So all I got to do is, you know, unlock the door, go inside, and to the right is like, you know, the thing, and I just got to punch in a code and it shuts off the alarm.
Usually it's a four-digit code.
It's a four-digit code. Why people set the thing for 30 seconds? 30 seconds is not enough time.
Melissa,
especially
it's a four-digit code that takes literally 3 seconds to put in.
Do you see
2424 pounds.
Do you see how long my nails are? Okay? This is how long my nails are, very long. So I'm in the apartment. I go over to the little keypad. Let's just say it's 2780. I'm pushing in 2. Every time I hit the 2, the 3 hits.
Oh,
I'm like, oh my God.
Was it one of those digital ones?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
3. And then I'm like, no, delete. 3 again. No, delete. I'm like, oh my God. Now, as you're seeing the countdown, it's going from 30 down to 20 down to 10, I start to panic. And I'm like, no. I can't get the damn thing. All of a sudden, it goes down to 0.
And it is loud.
Now, this thing was so loud, I got so scared. Bad. The entire neighborhood could hear it.
Did you run out of the house?
No, I'm in there going, how do I shut this up? Pound.
And then the phone rings.
Yo, my phone started ringing. I got messages and the cat service started ringing. I'm like, oh my God, the cops are coming. What do I do?
Just tell them what the code was, whatever the code word is.
I finally, I got so nervous because I get stressed out over any situation. Never mind that. I told the owner of the company, I am not doing this house again. I'm sorry. I'm not. I my nails, I can't do it. And the poor people, apparently they disarmed it from wherever they're at.
Yeah. Because
you can disarm it through your phone.
Okay.
And I sent them a message right away. I'm so sorry. Like, my nails, I couldn't do it. Like, I'm backing out of this one. I'm out.
Poor cats. Yeah, probably freaking out.
Gone. For real. They're just gone. Couldn't find the cats the whole time I was there.
Cats run out the front door because you left that open. That's a whole other situation.
Damn, more than 30 seconds.